Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we return to Galatians 5:8, and we're going to look at that verse a little bit more and then move on to the next verse, verse 9. But Galatians 5:8 says, "This persuasion does not come from him who calls you." You remember that this is in reference to the false teaching by the Judaizers who were approaching the Galatian churches and trying to persuade them to add circumcision and other tenets of the Mosaic law to the requirement of faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Their message was not always crystal clear, just exactly what it is that they were saying, but one thing is very clear, and that is that they wanted the Galatian Christians to consider circumcision and Mosaic regulations to be required for all who named the name of Christ. They considered these things to be essential, to be necessary, to be part of the Christian faith. And Paul wanted them to understand that this is not so. And so he says, "This persuasion," that is, this persuasion to add these things, "did not come from him who calls you." They did not come from God. They did not come from the one who had called them to faith in Christ. That, of course, is a reference to what we call the effectual call, that God calls individuals unto himself. And Paul said, "This persuasion did not come from the one who called you out of darkness into light." Well, where did it come from then? Well, wherever it came from, it didn't come from God. Now, we'll go back to that in just a moment. Let me pause to say how much we appreciate the help of those whose gifts enable us to maintain this broadcast on this station. And for a gift of any amount sent during the month of December, we will gladly send to you a copy of whichever of these two books you prefer, both by the author Tom Wells, one entitled Come Home Forever, the other, God is King, both by Evangelical Press, and both excellent books. And just tell us which one you would prefer when you send your gift to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. But Paul calls it a persuasion. In other words, there was something about it that was attractive. It was persuasive. It did attract the attention and the affection and the acceptance of the Galatian believers, or at least it was coming very close to that. It did attract their attention, for sure, and seemed to be coming very close to being embraced by them. And that's why Paul is writing this epistle, to warn them not to do that. Don't you dare embrace this. Don't you dare believe this. Don't you dare go down this road. But there was something about it that was very attractive. And what I want you to understand about this is that there are all kinds of religious ideas that are attractive to the natural man. The natural man, that is, the unconverted man, men as they are born into this world, as sons and daughters of Adam, before they have been born again by the Spirit of God, they're are all kinds of things about religion that are attractive to unsaved people. Religion is not necessarily automatically rejected by unconverted people, but true religion, biblical religion, true Christianity is not embraced by unconverted people. The natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God, but that doesn't mean that he cannot be religious. It does not mean that he cannot be attracted to things religious. And that's why this is so dangerous. There is a danger in attractive religion that appeals to the fallen nature rather than to the new nature. And that's why it is so important that we continually return to the Bible to guide us and to inform us in regard to our religious practices and preferences. The question is not, do I like it? The question is, what part of me likes it? Do you understand? If you are converted, you still have remnants of the Adamic nature within you. And you cannot assume that just because you are converted, that all of your impressions, all of your attractions, all of your preferences are going to be led by the Spirit of God. That's a very dangerous error for you to think that way. You have not yet been entirely sanctified. You are still inclined to wrong thoughts. We have to be renewed in our thinking, renewed in the spirit and the understanding of our mind throughout our entire earthly sojourn, and we can never come to the place where we can evaluate things intuitively. Well, that's right. I know it is. I just feel like it is. I just like it. There's so much of that in Christianity today. There's a song which is popular, maybe not quite so popular now as it used to be, but still quite popular. And I frankly like the song, and it just happens to come to my mind right now as an example of what I'm talking about. And I'm sure I'm going to offend some people by even bringing this up, but I want to try to illustrate what I'm talking about. And it is the song, now it just flitted out of my mind. Bum, 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 bum. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. I can see expressions on each face, and I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. Now, tell me, how do you know that this sweet spirit, that this feeling, this positive feeling that you have about whatever's going on right now, how do you know that that's the Spirit of the Lord? Well, according to this song, it's just sort of intuitive. I just know it. I just feel it. Well, that's no guarantee that it's the Spirit of the Lord. I'm not saying that it's necessarily is not. I'm just saying that it is not necessarily is. Just because there's a warm, fuzzy feeling, a warm emotional feeling, a good feeling. Too much Christianity today is designed to create good feelings. People, I'm afraid, even Christian people, but certainly many people who claim to be Christians and think themselves to be Christians and probably in many cases are not. But the problem is they don't want to necessarily hear truth. They don't go to church because they want to hear the Word of God, to know what God said, to have a better understanding of who God is and the truth that He has revealed so that they can correct anything in their thoughts and in their deeds that is contrary to God's truth. No, most people, I'm afraid, go to church today to have their own opinions reinforced. They're very satisfied with the way they are, thank you. They're not really interested in changing, and they just want to feel good about themselves, and so they go to church to get some positive reinforcement. And if they get that, they'll consider that it was a good church service. And if they don't, and particularly if the things that they think are challenged and confronted in any way, they will often reject that. I don't want that old kind of negativism. I don't have to put up with that. I'm going to go find something someplace else, some other church, someplace where I can get what I want, what I like. And I'm just trying to tell you there is danger in attractive religion. The religion of the Bible is not always attractive. Two, fallen sons of Adam, even redeemed ones. And the question is not, do you like it? The question is it true? And the only way to properly evaluate whether something is true is by the Bible, the Word of God. And if you're not willing to examine things by the Bible, if you're going to examine everything intuitively, then you are going to be easily deceived and dangerously misled. And so I say, the question is not whether you like it, the question is what part of you likes it. Are you attracted to this because of the Spirit of God who is within you? Is this a spiritual attraction? Or are you attracted to this by the natural man which still resides within you? Are you attracted to it carnally, or are you attracted to it spiritually? And you can't answer that question just because you like it. How many people have been misled that way? I mean, really? Come on now. I don't know how many people I have known over the years who have listened, watched to somebody on television, a televangelist as they're sometimes called, and pronounced them a good, safe person to watch. And I've tried to warn them and say, wait a minute, there are a lot of things about that ministry that are wrong. There are many things that that person teaches which are wrong. You need to be careful. You need to be warned. You need to recognize the dangers. Oh, don't talk to me. I can tell that he, or in some cases she, is a sincere person. I can just tell it. I can just feel it. I just know it. I get good feelings about them. I get good vibes is a word that we used to hear from time to time. I'm persuaded. I'm certain that this person is a good, godly person. They love the Lord, and they are safe, and they are doing good work. And don't you put up any red flags. Don't you be negative about it, only to have that very person fall into scandalous sin, and for it to be discovered that they were already involved in scandalous sin while you were having such good vibes about them. While you were feeling so good about that person, they were already deeply involved in an adulterous relationship, or were deeply involved in financial impropriety that had been going on for a long time. And you didn't know that. And when it comes out and the big scandal hits and the great fall takes place, many people are left shaking their head wondering what happened. I thought that person was real. I thought they were genuine. I thought they were sincere. I just liked them. How could I have been wrong? I liked them. You could have been wrong. You were wrong because you can't evaluate these things intuitively. You have to evaluate them by the Scriptures. The question, I say again, is not do you like it? The question is it true? The question is not do you like it? The question is, what part of you likes it, and how could you tell, apart from a careful biblical evaluation? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Be warned about the danger of attractive religion. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.